Hey guys, Coach Christy here. I know it's unusual for me to do a podcast so quickly after I've just done one, but I've had a theme popping around in my head here lately because of some of the material I'm listening to via podcasts and audiobooks and some of the things that I'm trying to help folks with in their horsemanship journey. And, just something keeps popping up. And so it helps me to talk about it. And hopefully while I talk about it, it helps you too. So there you go. Maya Angelou always, one of her quotes that I really love is that once you learn, you must teach. So what I'm learning here lately about my horsemanship journey is that I've gotten a few things backwards for a long, long time. First of all, I thought that I had to find some kind of miraculous, fire-breathing, soul-engulfing why in order for me to get motivated to do things with my horses. And that is important. Having a strong why as to your horsemanship goals is really important, but on those days that you feel like you just don't have the mojo to, get out there and do something, anything, the tiniest little thing, all progress counts. On those days that you just can't muster it, it's important to just do something, one thing, one little step that improves your horsemanship. That could be watching a DVD, your Savvy Club material. It could be listening to my podcast. It could be just being more mindful as you do feed time. How much yielding is there during feed time? How much courage is there during feed time? How much thoughtful participation is there while you're doing your just regular day-to-day chores? A lot can be done, accomplished in small moments of thoughtful presence, all right? So on those days that you find the lazies, biting at your ankles, just think to yourself, what's one thing that I could do right now that would improve my horsemanship? And oftentimes that one thing leads to another thing and to another and to another. But I think that oftentimes we are so overwhelmed by all the things that we want to do that we can't get focused on what's the one thing I could do today. So the one thing you could do today is more important than, the overall big picture goals, all right? The second thing that I've gotten entirely backwards for a long, long time is what are my means and what is my end goal, all right? So for a long, long time, most of my life, up until right now, I have had goals for my horsemanship and for my horses and had the mindset that achieving those goals was the end game, right? That's what I was working towards. That's what I wanted. That's what I was going to do. But actually, my end goal, my reason, my why is to have a meaningful and mutually enjoyable conversation with my horse. My goals are actually a means to that end. And when I focus on the goals being a means to an end rather than end themselves, then I'm a lot less likely, first of all, to get overwhelmed by the the hugeness that comes with having big goals. And then I'm also less likely to get frustrated with the process. So listen, I'll tell you, I have had people tell me my entire horsemanship journey that you need to just relax and enjoy the journey. And I can tell you, I was not the kind of person who enjoyed hearing that feedback. I heard it dozens, if not hundreds of times from multiple mentors, and I could never really hear the wisdom in those words for such a very, very long time. I'm going to tell you, honestly, what's probably shaken this concept loose for me and allowing me to absorb it in a more meaningful way has been achieving my goals and having that not fulfill me, right? Achieving my level three, achieving my level four, becoming a three-star instructor, then becoming a four-star instructor. Those were all wonderful events in my life momentarily, but the euphoric feeling of achieving them faded quickly within a day or two, right? They didn't have the long-lasting fulfillment type impact that I assumed that they would have. What brings me a great deal more fulfillment on a more sustainable basis is having my goals be a means to the end, and the end being that I have enjoyable and, you know, enlightened conversations with my horses, that they enjoy spending time with me and I enjoy spending time with them. The goals I have set for us are just something for us to talk about. They're not an end at all. They're a means to an end. And it's only been for me in the last few months that that's really been something that I can wrap my head around. So that's advice I've been getting literally since at least 2005 and probably somewhat before that as well. And I'll tell you what happens when you do that is there's less pressure needed for myself and for my horse. There's less judgment. There's less comparison happening because my goal is self-generated, right? In order for me to be fascinated by the conversation that we're having, all I have to do is be present and slow down and pay more attention to the feedback that I'm getting from my horses. And it's pretty easy to get them into a learning frame of mind when that is your goal, when the goal is what I'm starting to call now high frequency harmony, right? By high frequency, I mean emotions that live in the higher vibrations, like love, joy, peace, serenity, happiness, fulfillment, right? All of those have a certain frequency and they're higher. They vibrate, you know, more, quicker than low frequency, emotions like frustration, fear, anger, disappointment, boredom, you know, all of those things. So, there you have it, guys. That's my quick little tip for you today is first of all, understand that motivation and action are interchangeable, that sometimes you'll have an inspired moment. You know, you'll see a video or hear of a friend's success or, you know, something will come into your life that will have you get you excited. And that will spark then your ability to take action. But sometimes in order to get motivated, all you really need to do is take a little bit of action. Do something, one tiny little thing that is ridiculously easy to achieve. And oftentimes that little step, that little bit of motion creates more motion and more and more and so on. Then the second thing is evaluate what are your means and what are your ends. And if your ends are subjective or dependent on external validation, I would work towards reevaluating that, right? Your ends should be achievable daily and should be introspective and within your control, not necessarily control. Control is not a word I like very much, but within your influence, right? You decide whether or not you've achieved that means or not. Goals are a means to an end versus the end themselves. There you have it, guys. I hope you find that conversation helpful. And if you do, I sure would appreciate it if you would rate, review, share, comment, like, love, all of those good things. Tell all your friends. I would love to grow my audience and continue to support you all in your horsemanship journey. Thanks so much for listening to me today, and I'll talk to you again when I have something else to say. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.